Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When you hear this song, who has the ball? My answer is Tony Dorsett.
Marcus Allen was the first name that came to my mind. It's a Raider. It might be. I can't think of an older Raider running back. Who is the Mark Van Egan?
Okay,
is that a guy?
That's a guy.
He had the horn. I think they have a horn. Maybe him. more than Marcus Allen, but a Raider uniform is what I see when.
Interesting. It's got dirt on it and glue, probably.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
Glue stains on it.
Oh,
glue,
yeah.
Raider stuff.
The game is being played on a field where there's an infield, where there's a baseball infield.
There are actual bases on the field. On the line with us now, the one and only Trey Wingo, brought to us today by Caesars Sportsbook. Your first bet is on Caesars. Bet up to $1,250, and if you don't win, you'll get it back as a free bet. Terms and conditions apply. Must be at least 21. Trey, how are you?
Good. I was going to go with John Riggins.
Mm-hmm.
My thought of him
choice
too.
Was Mark Van Egan. You know, absolutely.
Nice. All right.
To me, Dorsett would have been a different music because that's a heavy sound. Like that's a heavy running back coming at you.
Okay.
Dorsett, I feel like, would be a little lighter tune because he was the most elegant runner I've ever seen. Like, Tony, like, no one ever got a hit on him. You know, he just sort of slid between tackles all the time.
I think.
God, that music fired me up, guys. That music fired me up.
I don't want to start a thing here. I think that music is from the Super Bowl 13 game film, but I'll have to check that. Respect the point. Trey,
score.
How right. about last night for you? The Bills and the Patriots. What are your takeaways?
Well, how was it for you? I mean, that was necessary. You know, that was necessary. You guys walked into that game with a donut in the division column, so that was a massive win for you guys to finally get that first one on the board. The so much sort of just craziness going on with the team and everything that they had to deal with. To go out there and, you know, come from behind, lay down the hammer when they had to lay down the hammer, I thought it was a really impressive performance. And by the way, so did Caesars Sports. Going into that game, the Chiefs had been moved up for the first time all season as the prohibitive favorite to get to the Super Bowl. But after that win last night, essentially it's a tie. I think the Bills are back in front. I think they're plus 400 and the Chiefs are plus 420. Like it's negligible. But that was a really good win for the Bills. Like you cannot overemphasize how significant that win was.
Yeah, Trey, I know we've talked here like a few Fridays in a row, and I know last week, like coupling together the Cleveland, the win in Detroit against Cleveland, and then Thanksgiving, like, oh, you know, in a week they could be 8-3. And I don't know, I just sort of, for some reason, my brain, I only look at the next opponent, so I'm not looking ahead ever, Trey. But three road wins, essentially, really, because the Detroit, the Cleveland game was a road game, as it turns out. Three road wins in 12 days is pretty nice.
It's massive, and it sets them up for the team they want to be going down the stretch. You know, you're not going to get a ton of points on New England. So people are like, oh, they're not scoring like they used to. Nobody lights up New England. I mean, the Minnesota game was a little bit of an aberration. New England's defense is really, really good. As we saw last night, the problems for the Patriots continue to be on offense. Guys, it's almost as if Joe Judge and Matt Patricia probably shouldn't be running the offense for New England.
You know, it's a controversial take. But yes,
it's a very unsteady limb I went out there on.
Trey, the Patriots are the story, I think, from this game. We lived this for many years where the Bills were usually not terrible, in their long playoff drought, but they were never close enough, at least to the Patriots, in all those years. And so, you know, kind of what do you do? You've got a guy that isn't the worst, but you're not really going to win anything meaningful. I think maybe New England is in that condition right now, and they might like Jones, but what are they winning, you know?
Yeah, although I got to say, I don't think Mac Jones is the problem. Like, okay. He's not lighting the world on fire, but we saw enough out of him last year, and the regression, I think, has more to do with the coaching staff around him on the offensive side of the ball. And is there a player, guys, like, outside of Ramondre Stevenson, is there a skill position player that you were like, yeah, I want that guy on my squad? They don't have one. Look, I like Jacoby Myers. I think he's a nice player. I think the rookie out of Baylor, Tyquan Thornton, can be good. There's not one guy on that New England offense that you say to yourself, if you're a defensive coordinator, we got a scheme for him. There's not one. There's not one guy. And I think that's the biggest problem with the Patriots.
Well, this goes to drafting too, right? I mean, mm-hmm. Thornton was, oh my gosh, that was early. Cole Strange, the Rams laughed at them. You know, years with different corners and wide receivers, like, it's kind of been this way for a while. So, I don't know. I don't know what Belichick thinks his future is, but that's him.
Yeah, it is. It's 100%. And you know, Bill is, I always say Bill is the best in the NFL at comparing apples to apples, which is he can find a guy like, say, Deion Lewis or James White, or somebody that has flamed out somewhere else and hasn't really caught on, and then bring them in. And James White's a bad example, but Deion Lewis, I think, is the best example. Bring in someone who didn't work somewhere else and make it work there. Bill's biggest weakness, in my opinion, is comparing apples to oranges, which is the drafting process. You go through a lot of the draft picks in the Bill Belichick era, especially on the offensive and skill position side. They have not been great. Like, they've drafted a lot of wide receivers that are not really panned out. He's much better at, once a guy gets into the NFL, seeing a skill set that translates in the league and knowing he can exploit that better than almost anyone. But you're right. The drafting process, I think, is the one little mark against an incredible coaching resume.
So, Trey, the Bills got these three wins, like we've already said, in 12 days, all on the road. They're at 9-3. And, you know, coincidentally, the way the schedule shook out here, we in Buffalo get to sit back on Sunday. Unfortunately, the two games that are of great interest to us are at the same time in the same window, in the 4 o'clock window. But I think we'd all love to hear you talk about Dolphins, Niners, and Chiefs, Bengals, because those games are going to have all of our attention.
Absolutely. And let's start with the first one you mentioned, the Dolphins in San Francisco. First of all, what do we always say in boxing or, you know, in MMA? Styles make fights, right? You couldn't have more distant and separate styles than what the 49ers do and what the Miami Dolphins do. Let's just look at the numbers. The Dolphins have now put up 30 points in four straight games, tying the record in franchise history. So they are cooking, right? They have all these things. They want to spread you out. They want to attack you. Then they want to punch you underneath with Gesicki and then feed the ball to Mostert and Wilson. So that's what they do. They are looking for ways to exploit you and put up points as many ways as possible. The 49ers could not be more different. They have turned things around after a shaky start. Guys, they have not given up a point in the second half in their last five games. So what you have is an offense that is cooking on all cylinders against a defense that is looking to choke you out as fast as they possibly can. And that is what makes this game fascinating to me. I'm also curious to see how Miami's defense plays on the road, because if you look at the numbers and the splits, Miami's defense is incredible when they play home games, and they could not be more average when they go on the road. They're literally in the middle of the pack in a lot of key statistical numbers. So I'm curious about that. And the Niners, you know, with the Dolphins, hey, you know, Tua, hit Tyreek, hit Waddle, hit Gesicki, do all this stuff. The Niners, Jimmy, don't blow it. Like, you know, that's the whole mantra. Like, don't mess it up. And let us work with McCaffrey down the field. And let us hit you with Deebo over the middle and Kittle and maybe over the top once and Tice with Brandon Ayuk. They could not go about this more differently. That, to me, makes that game so incredibly compelling.
And Kansas City at Cincinnati. Revenge here with the Chiefs and the Bengals.
Yeah, listen, Cincinnati and Lou Anarumo, their defensive coordinator, you know, in both of those wins last year, week 17 of the regular season and the AFC Championship game, they were down 14 points in the first half. They were down 11 points at the half. In each of those games, they held the Chiefs to 3 points in the second half. One was good for a win in regulation, and one was good enough to go to overtime after the interception off the hands of Tyreek Hill in that game. There's never been a quarterback in a team that has beaten Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs three times in a row. Joe Burrow is looking to be the first to do it. They are hot. They've won three in a row. They've won and covered five straight games in the month of November, December. But the Chiefs think that's adorable because they have won 26 straight games in November and December. And by the way, after this game, the Chiefs schedule is it's a cakewalk. I mean, they're playing AFC West opponents, the Texans. Yep. And you get the Seahawks in there. But statistically right now, the Chiefs have the easiest remaining strength of schedule going forward. If they get by Cincinnati, and it's a big if, because I think Cincinnati's best is as good or better than anyone's, guys. And you guys will find that out. You guys play them, what, week 17?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
17.
Yeah. The Bills have the eighth toughest schedule left. The Bengals have the fourth toughest schedule left, tied with the Jets. If the Chiefs get by Cincinnati, I can't see a way that they're not the number one seed with the bye going forward. So this is your best chance, the Dolphins' best chance, everybody's best chance to make sure that that number one seed doesn't go to the Kansas City Chiefs this Sunday.
Bengals' schedule is tough, but I bet they're saying if they'll admit to knowing who they play after this next game, players sometimes won't do that. But they do have Kansas City at home, Baltimore at home, Buffalo at home. Yeah. Like that gives that's who you want if you have to climb a little bit in the standings. Also, Cleveland, by the way,
and the Bucks, and who knows what the Bucks are? You know, who knows what the Bucks are week to week?
Right. You have a best bet, maybe, Trey? Anything else? There are a lot of good games. Tennessee, Philadelphia.
Yeah, that one's fascinating. And by the way, just a personal thing, just show you how different teams are doing it differently. Like Mike Vrabel and the Titans want to ugly it up. They want to ugly it up as much as possible. They're the only team in football, guys, that doesn't have a player on their roster with at least 400 receiving yards. Robert Woods leads the team with 351. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the guy they traded away, A.J. Brown, is 169 yards away from becoming the first 1,000-yard receiver in Philadelphia since Jeremy Maclin in 2014. So that one I find fascinating. Like a really interesting prop bet would be, like, what might the passing totals be for the Tennessee Titans in this game? Because they rely on the run. We all know that. And Philadelphia is a little weak on the run. That's the one really dark mark against them so far this season. But King Henry has been slow the last couple of weeks. I mean, the Bengals held him, what, 38 yards on 17 carries, something like 39 yards? Like, it was a very pedestrian effort. That cannot stand if the Titans are going to have any chance playing Philadelphia.
Of course, A.J. Brown will be on the other side of the field for this game, and see if Treylon Burks can step up and make Tennessee feel like, you know, they did all right in that deal. He's coming on after missing a lot of the part.
Yeah, I like Treylon Burks. I think he's going to be a good player.
Trey, thank you. Enjoy your Week 13 weekend.
All right, you too, guys. Enjoy it. And you know what? For your sake, I hope the Niners and Bengals win big.
There it is. Thanks, Trey.
You got it, guys.
That was the one and only Trey Wingo, brought to us today by Caesars Sportsbook. Your first bet is on Caesars. Bet up to $1,250, and if you don't win, you'll get it back as a free bet. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 plus. I know it's not – I got it. That track is not from the Super Bowl 13.
Oh.
But it's – what is on there is upbeat and fast like that.
Okay.
So I'm defending my Dorsett call. Okay. Without Trey even being able to hear me.
Yeah.
Unless he's listening to our station somehow after hanging up.
He and I were hive mind because I thought of Riggins too after Allen. And Allen's more like Dorsett than Riggins and Mark Van Egan. So I was sort of with you on the style
Appreciate
of runner.
That.
More gliding than grunting.
Oh.
Always better to glide than grunt.
So true. Picks coming up at 6. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.